Come on, man.
Why have you got a bit of pencil in your spindly beard? What's that?
Do you like hairy or slimy?
Or both.
Okay, everyone, who's ready for Act 2?
Yes.
Episode 2, A City of Spires and Strife. So you guys have a choice of three locations to go and investigate to get more information on this dude.
Spider.
You've got the Umbra Club, the Spider, or the Zelcom Tower.
Oh,
you have to cut that out.
Spider.
Out of all the things you have to cut out.
Vibro is the one.
Vibro.
Vibro.
So as a group, you're going to have to decide where you're going to head to.
Spider.
That's not how a group decides.
But yeah.
So wait a minute, let's go over. Wait a minute. Is anyone else like me? I think we need to quickly revisit. What does each one tell
Umbra
us?
Umbra is for is drug dealing.
I think we should go there.
Spider is for cards, and Zelcom Town is for weapons.
But he was stealing drugs, wasn't he?
They're all three places where he's been seen to frequent.
Why don't we try the drug place first?
Yeah, alright.
And then I'd go for weapons second.
Maybe.
Yeah. Which is the drug place?
Umbra Club.
You're going to the Umbra Club.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you're heading to the Umbra Club. So this is in sector 1459. It's a rough cantina and nightclub. As soon as you enter the cantina, you notice the smell.
Oh,
a combined odour of stale liquor, burning death sticks, and other rank substances wash over you.
Let's go.
Inside, a collection of sparse tables, half-broken chairs, and tattered couches adorn the main room. A series of private booths line the right wall, each with a ragged curtain pulled shut. In the centre of the room, a large, brightly lit dance floor pulses with coloured lights in an almost hypnotic pattern. A handful of patrons relax at various tables and couches, all lost in their own reveries. Behind the bar, a rough Gotal slings drinks to a group of humans clustered at one end.
I know a human from the Umbra Club.
Oh, okay. What's his name?
Speng. He's a death stick dealer.
Okay.
And a human.
Should we go talk to him?
So, yeah.
So, do you want to have a look around? I'll let you do an easy perception check, see if you can recognise him.
Okay.
He was selling spice, though, right?
He was selling...
Yeah.
Who? The bounty hunter. Yeah. He took spice and sold it off to the wrong party.
Speng asked me about spice.
Thanks.
So do a perception check, see if you can see Speng around
what's
the place.
My perception on here, because I don't actually have any.
So, what's your presence?
Presence is two.
So it's two green, rather. And then what average?
Easy perception.
Easy.
Have a look around.
Okay.
So you have
one advantage.
Two success, one advantage.
One advantage. Okay, so you don't see the dude. But you didn't get a failure, you just got nothing and an advantage, right?
Okay,
so you look around and don't see the dude. And think the best thing to do is probably go ask the bartender, because if Speng's been here, our bartender probably knows who he is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's do that.
Take his head.
He wants to talk to the bartender.
Going to the bartender.
Okay.
Bossing my way over. Smash my head down.
Bartender introduced himself as Omakala. That's his name. So what do you want to know from him?
So I would like to ask him if he knows Speng. Is that a bit dangerous?
No, go on, go for it.
I'm going to ask the barman if he knows Speng.
He looks at you and says, look, I'm not letting that sort of information or any sort of information go without a price.
Oh. What's his price? I'll ask him what his price is.
He says,
charm him. Have you got a good charm?
I'll let you do a negotiation. If anyone wants a good negotiation,
yeah,
I'll let you roll that.
Good coercion.
I'm not a...
We'll save you
so
for
we'll
later.
Come to
I've got,
yellow-green
negotiation.
Yeah.
Oh,
I meant to maim, sorry.
I had something on that earlier. Where is coercion on here?
I want negotiation anyway.
Sorry.
Coercion
sorry.
Too. I've got negotiation.
I don't have any negotiation.
Negotiation is under presence.
I'm only
it's
two
me.
On that.
It's you.
You're going against his negotiation. So I want you to have a purple and a red.
Do you want to flip a destiny? How many destiny have we got?
You got five. and I've got 4.
Not to you, Duke.
How important
is this?
I tell
you what, don't. We'll roll.
You're negotiating over a price for information.
So we don't have a lot of money.
We don't have a lot of money.
Well, if we don't give him money, we'll just push it out of him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fine. I'd say let's not flip a test it, let's not waste it, because we might come to some crazy combat later.
Yeah. Yeah.
That. One success, 2 advantage.
Okay. Okay, so, oh yeah, because you're like a charmer, aren't you? You're a silver-tongued property trader. Okay. He likes you, and he likes the look of you. He's into Rhodian women. he's like, okay, I like the look of you guys. I'll give you a good deal. I wouldn't do this for anyone, but for only 30 creds, I'll give you what you need to know. So that's only going to be 5 creds each if you want to split it. If you've so everyone minus 5 creds from their thingies.
I need to buy a drink as well, so.
I'm assuming
2 creds for a drink, mate.
45 underneath.
And he likes that. Because Tis bought a drink, I'm even going to give the next person a boost.
Oh, nice. Good work, Tis.
Tis, what
I'll buy a drink.
Blue milk.
No.
Have you got any Choco Mel?
Do you have any fridge?
Tis asked the barman if he has any Choco Mel.
Minus
plus. We'll add a spare.
Okay. So the first thing you ask him is about Speng, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, go on then.
Yeah. Okay.
Tell us about Speng.
It seems his death stick dealings provide him a decent income. He does whatever he must to maintain his lifestyle. He's constantly on edge, very nervous, so if you see him, be careful how you approach him.
Send the Trandoshan.
I can tell you he's in the building right now.
Oh, he came to the red place.
Whereabouts is he in the building?
He points over to one of the booths with the curtains over. He's like, you see that booth there? He's behind that booth.
See the one shaking like a shitting dog in the corner?
He's behind that curtain in one of the booths doing maybe some negotiations. So just be careful about how you approach this guy.
Maybe we shouldn't.
Maybe we should not all of us, yeah.
Hey, man!
Hey!
So who's...
Well, I know him, so I should...
Yeah, you should go over with our best... So what about you and Becca go over and you can try and... Charming.
What's his preference? Bothan or Rhodium?
What's that?
Do you like hairy or slimy?
Or both. Oh, you're lucky there.
God.
Does he like hairy or slimy? That's disgusting.
Valid question.
Does he actually have an answer?
And you would talk to a bartender about that, right? You would.
Okay, so you're going to go over to his booth, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what are you going to do?
Wait.
Apparently we're trying to sell us.
Which one of us is going to go? Because...
Well, you're walking over to his booth. We're all standing in front of it.
So
and the curtain's drawn, and he's obviously in there with someone, so...
So I should go, because I know him.
Yep. You should go. And go with maybe one or two others.
With Harry and Slimy.
Take both Harry and Slimy.
Take
Harry and Slimy. And Harry...
Harry,
you're
mine.
You're
like scaly.
Scaly,
yeah.
Hairy, scalying.
Down on that.
Metallic.
Cold.
We can't leave the Trandoshan and the Wookiee together.
Shiny.
They're like, right, Trandoshans and Wookiees hate each other.
That's like that.
Trandoshans enslaved Wookiees after the wars.
That's like that parable where you have to go across the thing, you can't leave the chicken and the fox.
They got to have the droid between them.
Yeah.
Huh?
Am I in your backstory?
Oh, no. Sorry about that.
Okay.
So you three are going to the booth, and you guys are hanging back.
Yeah.
Okay. So what are you gonna? Are you just gonna barge in?
No.
No. We need to present the check. See what is it behind a curtain?
He's behind a curtain with a client.
We listen.
Tis is gonna poke his head through.
I'll let you do a hard. I'll let one of you do a hard stealth check to see if you can have a peek in there.
Why
before.
Don't you?
Okay, Jibs. Hard stealth. So that's 3 purple.
Copper
yellow, green, and 3 of the purple ones that are like that. Is that all?
Not with the
handle.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, symbols, not numbers.
So that's 2 of them.
You can...
2 of them against those 2 starry ones.
Yeah, you've done it.
Yeah?
Just 2 success.
You just turned over.
2 success, 2 succeed. So I'll let you see who's in there.
All right.
Inside, he's just sitting at the table. The other side of the table is a hollow-eyed human girl.
Ooh,
Hollow-eyed? Yeah, she's sort of like a drug addict sort of thing. And she's in the middle of like a deal room. She's just buying some like death sticks. You can see some like money being pushed. She's a human, yeah. She looks pretty rough. And she's just pushing some money and he's pushing some death sticks her way. So up to you if you want to intrude or just like wait.
Can we wait?
Yeah, I'll let you wait. So literally like 2 minutes later, she sort of scurries out and you push your way in. You're just going to sit along the table?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So are you just going to say...
Should we send Jibs in?
Mm-hmm.
Should we pretend to buy some death sticks?
This is what I was going to do.
Or maybe send you two in.
But what's your connection to him? You know all of him?
I know some of the death stick dealers, including Speng.
So you know him, so he's your mate, really?
Yeah. Okay. I've been around the block once or twice. I know my way around the black market. Someone needs me to procure a contraband item is a good starting point. It's the Umbra Club.
Okay, so if Jibs goes in...
With some of the death sticks.
So Jibs goes in first.
Why don't you see if he's heard of any spice going cheap?
Okay, yeah. Hello, this guy knows what to do. Good advice. So I'll go in on my own.
Okay.
Sit down.
Do you want me to come in to negotiate? Because I'm a trader.
Maybe I could. Do you think?
Yeah.
Should both of us go in?
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Both go
so
in.
So you slide in, and I'm just like, Matt's way.
I'm going to be outside the curtain, just sort of like...
I'll be like, all right, Spain, going.
Okay.
You all right?
Yeah.
This is just Sin, my mate. Don't worry about her. Just come to see if we can... find some spice.
Okay, so he just says, like, I don't know about any spice things. You know, I deal in death sticks, and that's as high as I go.
Okay.
Well, we've got some serious creds, so I'm sure we can chuck some your way if you've got any other information.
Well, depends what you want information about.
I poke my head in, and I'm just like, come on, man, you're a fucking drug dealer. You know what's the word on the street.
About
what?
About spice. Any new cats in town?
I know nothing about any spice.
What can I do? He knows nothing.
Charm.
Not about spice. Not about spice.
I'll charm him.
Mm-hmm.
Natural charmer.
Mm-hmm.
Come on! Tell us the stuff. Come on, man.
He knows nothing about spice.
Oh, what an idiot. Useless.
Why don't you start talking about death sticks?
Okay, yeah, maybe we should...
But you're not just here to talk about... You're not just trying to find out about spice, are you?
Trying to find... Oh, we could... Who's what the man's name?
He wrote down his name. Kato.
Kato. Oh, Kato.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, I know Kato.
What about him?
Okay, look. I can't give this... I can't give this information for nothing.
So what do you want?
200 creds.
That's
what?
This is dangerous shit. I don't like giving out clients. You can try a negotiation with him. One purple, two red.
Oh. Oh. Ow.
Destiny.
And I'm only even entertaining this because I know this guy.
Yeah.
Wait.
Otherwise, I'd have my guards down here like that.
We could either. What's your negotiation or whatever we're looking
two
for, Rebecca?
Yellow, one green.
What's your coercion?
My coercion's 2 yellow, 1 green.
My coercion.
Should I try first and then you can come in later? You can buzz him and be like,
he's not going to give it to us for free.
Can I jam his communications to his.
Should I just try and see what happens?
What if we threaten him and say we're going
to... Well, Becca's going to try and do negotiation, and if she fails, Tiss is going to try and jam his comms so he can't call his guards, and then
purple.
Maybe do the compersion.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right, and should I flip a destiny, and then I get 3 yellow, or should I just keep 2 yellow and 1 green?
There's 2 red there. Should we flip a destiny?
How many destiny have we got?
5.
Let's go for it.
Go on, yeah.
You know what? Flip that purple back to another red, and I'm flipping a Destiny 2.
You just copied because we did it.
There isn't another red, so I'll just re-roll.
Yep.
What if you get a triumph and a despair at the same roll?
No, you have to address both of them. I don't know how we'd do it. I hope it doesn't happen.
Gnarly roll for me, just like. Oh, okay. Remember, you've got
no
a re-roll
success.
On
you've got to re-roll a red. As well.
Right, okay, so just remember there was one advantage there.
One failure.
Sorry.
And another failure.
So I completely failed, still but I did get three advantage.
Three advantage.
And
one
failure.
So while you're bullshitting this guy, I'm going to give Tiss He's going to do a hard computers check on this guy's thing. He's got it's hard because he's got to try and do it
sly,
but I'm going to give him a boost for all your advantage.
Cool.
For your bullshitting.
One thing that I haven't been using, which I completely forgot about, is that it decreases the difficulty of the skills check by one.
Of what?
A code breaker. Of,
Oh, right, so of any, like, computers check.
We always do this. We always forget crucial stuff.
To be fair,
got to know what's on your sheet,
though, all of them, so...
Got to know your sheet.
Yeah, so it's gone from half to average.
Wow, and you've got a boost.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Triumph.
Oh.
Whoa, okay. Slice into it and you, he thinks he can still call his backups, but his comms are completely, like, shot.
We've got him by the
mouth. Tiss's face is popping up on his comms when he tries to do it.
I love that.
So he's like, so, you know, no negotiation. You're lucky I'm even talking to you guys. 200 creds, or I'm telling you nothing about Speng. Not Speng, Kato. He is Speng.
I think this is me and you, then all. We'll go into the booth now. Let me put out an alternative. What if we just, like, oh, fuck you then, just walk? No, because he's not going to tell us. He'll just go, right, let's go. Yeah, but we can go to the... It's kind of between me and B. I've got one yellow and three green. I've got two yellow and one green. I think we should just throw it in the booth. Claire? I think... better chance at a triumph, mate. Yeah, because destiny. Why lose a destiny? Oh, wait.
Play destiny.
Wait, what have you got? Two yellow, two green.
Two yellow and one green.
Yeah, two yellow, one green.
One yellow, two green.
I think one of us needs to just...
We need to stick our head through the curtain.
Are you pushing your head in there?
Yeah.
What about Claire sits next to him?
Yeah, I'm going to go and sit down and go...
Are you all three of you going to suddenly walk in?
Can that...
Like someone, one of these guys has put their hand under the curtain and been like...
Yeah.
So if you three are all walking into the booth as well, whatever your coercion is, I'm going to add a boost into it because it's like, well, I'm overwhelmed.
Shall we all do that then?
So Claire sits next to him to like block him into the booth.
What, can we all roll conversion? Can coercion?
I can, if you want to both like double team him.
Wait, I didn't.
Well, this is what we're doing. Matoy's like, I'm out.
Matoy's going home.
I can let the one person roll, but the other person adds a boost into that person's coercion. So she'd have two boosts and her thing.
Plus
a bit of destiny.
Hard coercion. And you're flipping a destiny.
Yeah. So it should be two yellow and two green.
Role.
This is a ridiculous dice roll.
Terrible. Look at the yellows and the boosts. Triumph.
And yeah, just triumph.
You did succeed still though, right?
Yes.
You can fail and get a triumph.
No, we didn't succeed.
No, I didn't actually. So I got a triumph.
Two failure,
and one advantage.
Okay. So you failed to coerce him. He's still completely cool as a cucumber. He's like, guys, sit down.
Oh, right? No.
But your triumph is, he still thinks that he's got these, like, cons.
Yeah.
So he's like, guys, you want to get down here? And then there's, like, an awkward silence. Guys? He's like, just you wait. Guys. And then he starts sweating cobs.
Oh, no.
So... Should we renegotiate?
Okay, I know Kato. He comes around here sometimes to move merchandise he acquires on his jobs. He likes the sabacc over at the Spider, and I hear he owes them a lot of money. Ooh. That's why he always brings me valuable objects he finds on jobs, since I like the finer things, you know.
Do you know where he eyes for you
to leave, and I'll let you push him a little bit more for one more average coercion check, not from Claire, from someone else.
Yeah,
what am I doing?
Average coercion check.
Oh. One advantage.
Okay, so he sort of, like, looks a bit agitated, and he's like, look, I know he hangs around somewhere in Sector 943, but I don't know where. And he's like, and that's all I've got, so please, you know, leave me be.
All right, let's kill him.
Fine.
Yeah, I mean, let's go.
We should have just killed him. We should have just gone in there and taken the information, then cut his head off or something.
I don't think that's a very nice thing to do.
We've done that before, haven't we?
So you guys will leave?
I don't know. I would say.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, so you all exit the club and sort of go into the side alley to have a think about what the next move is. Decide on where you're going to head next. Are you going to go to one of the other two locations?
We try and get a bit more info. We should go to the spider, shouldn't we?
Yeah? Place to head. Down to the spider? Mm-hmm. Okay, I want everyone to roll an average streetwise check, which if you don't have it as a skill, comes down as a cunning, to safely move from one area to the next.
Okay.
Average
streetwise.
Yeah, I'm yellow, green, green for streetwise.
Cool.
So what do I have to roll against it? Two purples.
Sorry,
average. That's success, isn't it?
Just success and nothing.
Just one success.
Yep.
Success, threat, and advantage.
Okay.
Right, you're alright.
See you guys later.
I'm average.
Mm-hmm.
One advantage, just one.
Okay, we'll see. Hold on to that.
Cunning, right?
Cunning, yeah. If you don't have streetwise, it's a cunning check.
One advantage.
Oh, both of you hold on to that. You're going to need someone to come up with something good to cover your asses.
Ditch you guys.
We'll be fine.
Ready for the uncoolest wiki in the galaxy.
Oh, you're right. One success, one advantage.
How did I get out streetwise by wiki?
There with his tie and glasses.
Yeah. Success.
Okay.
Nice one.
If Tiss passes this, I'm going to let you guys off with just an advantage. You don't need a destiny with this roll, look at it.
No, I'm fine. Don't throw them everywhere, they go all over the floor.
Yeah?
One success, one advantage.
Nice.
Okay. I'll let you all you guys off.
Yeah.
But one of the guys that failed, just do an average perception, one of you.
Neither of us failed.
Well, you didn't get the success, mean? Yeah.
I'll do it.
What are we rolling?
I got better perception.
Average perception.
Okay. It's already broken.
Man,
these rolls are terrible.
One success, three disadvantage.
Okay. Disadvantage. We'd suffer two strain.
Each or between?
No, just you.
Oh, just me.
You, as you're at the back of the queue of people, of you lot walking along, and you just glance up, and on top of one of the buildings, looking down, you just see a figure, like, watching.
Mm.
And then skulk off, and you're like, too strain.
Okay, cool.
Okay?
Yeah.
Also, has everyone got, what sort of strain has everyone got at the moment?
One.
Two.
I now have three.
And what's everyone's, cool stat? Which will be presence. What's everyone's... Oh, no, sorry, what's everyone's willpower? We'll do it on willpower.
Three.
One.
Three.
Everyone recover strain equal to your willpower now. Okay. Was yours three, Claire?
Four.
Oh, fuck. I was hoping yours was like two and you still had a little bit. Okay.
So you can't go into plus?
No. It was just balance out. Right. Nothing. I should have done that at the end of the first act, at the end of every act, because you have a chance to recoup, you would recover some strain. So you head to the spider. The sights and sounds of the spider are similar to those of many sabacc parlours, with a central pit of card tables surrounded by various electronic games. The establishment is crowded and noisy. The cheers that accompany winning hands and lucky rolls ring out across the room. Behind the bar, a two-headed troig deftly passes out drinks using all four arms, chatting with down-on-their-luck gamblers, or himself intermittently. A quick scan of the room shows that the Nikto bounty hunter is not here, so you must rely on the various patrons and employees for information. The Troig, in episode one, the guy who, like, commentates the pod race is the two-headed guy with four arms.
Yeah.
He's one of these guys, and he's, like, chatting to customers and dealing out the cards and stuff.
Can we go and gamble at the table?
Hmm?
I know Course in Fair, so can I see him?
Perception check.
You could go and ask the Troig if Corson's around. You don't see him at the moment.
Okay, fair enough.
And they introduce themselves as Pilart and Nero. And they're like, hey, what's up?
Looking for Corson.
Corson? Yeah, he's around. In fact, he should be coming down any second. And then you see Corson moving from his office. He starts walking through and he's sort of schmoozing with everyone. And then he recognises you.
Yeah.
He recognises Tiss and walks straight over and he's like, how's it going? How is everything?
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm. What's up?
Need some information.
On...
Straight in there.
Kato?
You know I can't divulge information on customers.
You do for me.
I need someone to roll a charm.
I'm charming.
It's one purple, one red difficulty.
Shall I charm him?
Go on.
Go on. Okay. What's your charm? What have you got for your charm?
He's like a clansman.
One yellow, one green.
Yeah, so he knows you. Yeah.
One yellow,
if you
one
did
green.
It, I'd give you a boost. Because you're a clansman.
Okay.
So see what Jibs has got
you
to see if you're better.
Destiny, like, you can upgrade that green for another yellow.
But I've got a natural charmer, which I can use again, because I...
Yeah, I'll let you use that again if you get to rerun. It says once per game, but because we're running it as like one whole game of three encounters, I'll let it once per encounter.
What was this? App two one, purple.
One purple, one red.
What's the red one do?
It's,
it's just like the upgraded version.
Yeah. Higher chance of failing.
Has the opposite of a triumph in amongst it.
Oh, beautiful.
One success, disadvantage. One disadvantage.
Jib, suffer one strain from this guy's glaring look at you.
Ooh, ouch, my pride.
And he sort of frowns.
Oh, now I feel self-conscious.
Okay. Yeah, he comes here. He comes here. He's had a run of bad luck. His debts are nearing 20,000 credits. He's getting desperate for money, and I'm getting worried he's going to never pay it back to me. He offered me a shipment of spice recently, but I didn't want anything to do with it.
Okay.
Do you know where he is now?
Do you know what he did with it instead? Did he trade it for weapons at the Zelcom Tower by any chance?
I know that it was bound for Black Sun, which is why I didn't want it myself.
So he was trying to fuck him over again by selling it to this dude instead of actually giving it to his place to have given it.
Well, he only gave them half the spice in the end and he kept some.
Oh, so that was
so this was obviously he was trying to use the rest to pay off this debt.
Okay,
so you know he wasn't gonna give the four lots of Black Sun, right?
The money.
Yeah, he was gonna the spice.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, he was gonna flake out on them and give half to this dude. Mm. So that's what you know now. So this guy's like, you know, you could get him into a lot of shit with Black Sun, which could be in your favour. Because these guys on the table over there, some of them are Black Sun. And I can get you a hand in that game, if you want.
This is me between these guys, not we just raided Black Sun, so... Did they recognise us?
So we don't all go over.
Yeah, we need someone to just
go over. He's like, that side back table there, some of them are Black Sun. One of them is even an influential underboss. If you tell me you want to be dealt in, there are two places left. It's 25 creds each entry. I can get you in if that's the route you want to go down.
Who wants to go?
Yeah,
are
you going back? You've got a bit of charm, haven't you?
No, I haven't got any charm. I've got negotiation, deception. Which might work in my favour.
Yeah.
Playing cards.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, you're probably the best one for it.
Mm-hmm. I've got charm. I've got charm and deception.
So me and Jibson.
I've got something called plausible deniability. Remove one setback die from all coercion and deception checks.
Okay. Ooh. So if they try and do negotiation against you, can lower that.
Yeah, and I upgrade their difficulty of any charm, coercion or deception checks targeting me. So if they're trying to deceive me, they have to upgrade the difficulty.
Okay.
That's quite good.
Yeah, all right, then you two then.
Spot on.
Okay.
So you guys...
Get us a drink.
If you two remove 25 creds from your money for your entry, around the table there's two humans sitting there. There's an Aquilish, which is the bum-faced guy.
Bum-faced, yeah.
And a Feline. Does someone want to get a picture of a Feline up? I don't even know what that looks like.
It's going to look like a cat.
F-A-L-L-E-E-N. Because that's the guy who's the boss, the underworld boss.
Oh, okay. Have a look.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm trying
to
find a good picture.
It's a
woman, but you get the gist. Oh, right. It's pretty cool,
race,
actually.
Oh, I'm
going to
flirt with her.
Oh, right, yeah, okay.
Is she into humans?
It's a guy at the table.
Yeah, it's a guy.
Don't worry about it.
So he's the underworld boss.
Oh.
And,
Okay.
There are two humans and a bum-faced guy there.
Okay.
And some of them are Black Sun. You don't know how many of them, but you know he's a boss.
Okay.
And you're going to deal yourself into this game. So, here's how we're going to be playing some Sabak.
Sorry, I've not played the game before.
Okay, so, first round, so you've got 25 creds entry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
to wager per round is going to be another 10 creds per round.
I've only got 15.
You can use my money. 20.
Should we pool our money together?
We pool our money. How much money have we got?
Because I've got like 50 minus.
Can we go back and take
we've
their
got
money?
About 45,
haven't
we?
I bought a drink and what everyone else did.
You spent 7.
How many creds did you have to begin with?
Plus, was it 5 each to get?
You spent 5 to get the information off that guy.
And then a drink.
And then you bought a drink, which was 2, so you lost 7 creds.
It was 25 to get in, wasn't it?
It's 25 to be dealt into the game.
Each of us.
I've got 43.
Each of you.
You've got 220.
Who's got the best, so what sort of...
Oh, whatever he spent on the drink, I haven't taken
off. What would you need to... So, only Jibs.
Yeah.
What? Playing so bad. We already decided it's Becker and Jibs.
Okay, we'll play... Yeah.
There's 2 spaces at the thing.
Okay, we'll give him all our money then.
Okay,
all
right. So it's just 10 pounds. So
stand around, look cool.
Just let us know when you think we should bail out.
So
that's
20.
How much we've got about together? Whatever Tis spent on the drink, I didn't take that off. Well, let's just don't worry about that.
2 creds. Okay, so it's 10 creds each to wager in to this first round of Sabacc. Who would say do we go Jibs first, then Becca? Jibs.
Yeah.
Now you got to decide what you want to do each round. If you just want to play casually, you roll a cool.
Okay.
Or you can cheat. By using a deception check and or a skullduggery check or a computer check to hack into the deck because it's electronic. But if you do any of the cheating ones, I have to upgrade the difficulty by 1.
Okay. Well, my skullduggery is quite good.
So you either cool it and play coolly or you cheat.
I'm going to play cool, so we can do like good cop, bad cop.
Okay.
Okay, so Jib's going to be cheating. So what are you using, deception, skullduggery or computers?
I'm going to use... Yellows are better than greens, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to use deception because I'm 2 yellows and a green.
2 yellows and a green. Yeah. So I need to upgrade the difficulty from 2 purple to 1 purple, 1 red.
Okay. Am I going first? 2 yellows and a green and 2 purples and a red.
No, 1
purple,
sorry,
1 red.
1 purple, 1 red.
Okay.
Cool. Come on, cheating.
Cheating off first, off
the bat. Triumph.
Triumph.
Hang on.
Bad one.
So that's a triumph.
Yeah,
right. Right, wait, before you move any of them dice, I now need you to roll that into the deck.
That takes out.
One black.
Just changed that.
So one of that black means that one of those successes and one of those advantages turns to a failure and a threat.
Oh, what?
Because on the Sabacc deck, the cards are in minus and plus numbers.
Yeah.
And if you roll black, they're going into minus numbers. If they're going plus, they're going plus numbers. No. And you want the plus, because you need to get plus 23 to win a round of Sabacc.
You can work it out.
Yeah, I mean, these ones would cancel each other out, though.
Mm-hmm.
So I can take those out. So what does this do? He's only then got a triumph, a success, and then 2 disadvantages.
Well, one of those advantages would now be a disadvantage. So we actually have 3 disadvantages.
They don't cancel each other out. That's an extra success.
Oh, hang on. No, it was on that.
Okay, there you go.
So he'd actually have 3 disadvantage.
Oh, no.
And no success, but a triumph.
Yeah,
so this is what I'm going to do. Jibs, you're stressed out.
I am very stressed
2
out.
2 strain.
Oh, no.
You didn't win your hand back. You didn't get your wager back, but your triumph is I'm not going to let them realise you're cheating.
Okay.
Okay? So you're cheating fucked up, but at least they didn't notice you tried.
Okay.
I have the dice.
Now I need... Becca, you're going to play cool, yeah?
You're not cheating. It's not worth it.
So that's an average difficulty. So just 2 purple and you're cool.
Yeah.
And then roll in the force die after you've rolled it into it.
Two success, 1 disadvantage.
Two success.
And a black.
And you have to transfer 1 of the successes and 1 of the advantages to threat and failure.
Well, I haven't got any advantage. I've just got 2 success. And
right.
1 disadvantage.
1 disadvantage. So you've got a disadvantage. How much success did you have?
2.
So you've got 1 success and a disadvantage.
Yeah, 1 success and a disadvantage.
Okay, so 1 success is you passed.
Yeah.
And you actually get your wager back.
Yay! Run.
But you don't get any, you didn't actually earn anything. You just got your wager back for succeeding. And how much disadvantage?
1.
Just take 1 extra strain. You're stressing out in this game. Right. Okay, we've got another round of Sabacc. So Jibs, are you carrying on your cheating?
Yeah.
I'm only learning my lesson, but...
So again, it's 1 purple.
How are we supposed to know supposed to learn any information from Mr. Batcave?
Just play it cool. You could try and talk to them while you're playing.
Oh, okay.
Nice day.
They're not interested in talking.
No.
Okay. You can try and talk to them.
Let's just place it back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm doing one yellow, two green. No,
so
two
shit.
Yellow.
You could try talking to them. No, I don't want
to. And a green. And one purple and one red.
One purple, one red, and you're... What are you doing? Skullduggery. Deception.
Deception.
Yeah, okay. And, roll in the force as well.
Cosplay.
It's a mummy.
If I'm doing... Does this count as a coercion or deception check?
Only if they're doing it against you.
Oh, okay.
If you can use your skill.
I'm rolling this white one as well.
Yeah, it's rolling.
If you want a face mask, we can get you one. So
Triumph.
Wow. That goes.
Another one.
Triumph.
But no success.
Two failure.
You know what, Jibs? You got basically exactly the same as last time. You've lost your wager again, so you've lost another 10.
Sorry, guys.
But they still haven't twigged. You're cheating. You're the worst cheat in the world. You're cheating and failing, but they're not even noticing.
Maybe because I keep failing.
Because you're failing, they can't pick up on it.
Yeah. That's the worst kind of cheat.
Consistently failing.
Yeah.
So,
sounds like me.
The worst scoundrel in the world.
Sound like the kind of
so you've lost another 10 creds for the guys.
Sorry, guys. But you know.
Right,
Becca, try and win some of that money back.
I can do this shit.
So another cool check with another 2 difficulty.
This is going on the podcast.
Look at the size of that.
That move.
Roll in the force as well.
One success.
Well, you're going to lose it if you get a black.
Ah!
So you've absolutely failed?
Yeah.
Okay, did you get any disadvantage?
No.
No. Okay, you lose the 10.
We're really sorry. Yeah.
The guy, the underworld boss says, okay guys, one more round and then I'm out of here. But he really puts the pressure on. Still only 10 wager, but the difficulty is upped on this last round.
Can I increase the wager from 10?
If you want to do that.
This is like ultimate gambler. This is where your...
Yeah, it is weak point.
This is where your real life experience is actually paying off.
We need to keep doubling to make up for the losses. Why don't we wager 20?
Oh, fuck.
He really likes that.
Does he?
Yeah, chuck a boost into your round. And you, it's going to cost you 20.
Blue,
like blue. They're not blue, they're like... Not white, but they'd be yellow.
But your difficulty is increased in this one, so you're going to have 2 purple, 1 red.
That's right, James, you got it. You've got
to have a chance. Plus
you
2
flip
yellows.
A I don't have a problem with them flipping a destiny. Yeah, go on. Flip go on.
Flip
a
destiny then.
Yeah, add another red to that as well. I'm flipping one back.
Why are you doing that? Why are you doing it? Because every time
destiny, I'm flipping
red. Take that green one out and make it yellow.
Oh, God.
Have you got the boost in there?
Feel like
no,
balls.
Sorry, this one.
No, you
oh,
do.
No, you do, yeah.
You
oh, no, the blue one, yeah.
Yeah, have you got the force? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, come on!
Oh, triumph!
I should change that.
Wait. Okay, have you got a black, so that you have to change one of your successes to a failure and one of your advantages.
Oh, God, I don't want to like that. This is like...
Okay, wait a minute.
So, I keep getting it black as well. I've probably lost quite a lot of money, guys.
But you got a triumph, so...
You failed, and I'll need to suffer 2 more strangers.
Oh, what?
You're the worst gambler.
Yes, we already knew that. It's not real life.
It's real life.
And, you know, the triumph is they still don't know you're cheating because you're the worst.
Idiot. I may as well just tell them.
But guys, because of all this disadvantage on top of that, I'm going to have to add a setback to Becca's roll.
Oh, sorry. Sorry about that. I'm normally really good gambling.
Becca, this is the last round, and your wage has been up to 20 thanks to Jibs.
Oh, yeah, sorry about that.
How much did you lose on the Grand National yesterday?
100 pounds.
So,
it's alright, don't worry about it.
So, Becca, this is a 3 purple difficulty.
Wow. Good luck, Rebecca.
No, we can't rinse any more destiny.
You've got 4 left.
It's not going to do anything, is it, really? No, we're fucking failed at this anyway.
Oh, that's a light side.
We didn't.
We
got
a
white one.
Nice.
So we've got 3 success, 1 disadvantage.
Take another strain.
It'd be easier if you took those 2 out together. Yeah.
Take another strain, Becca.
Right.
And you got how many success? 3?
Yeah. 3
and the wager was 20.
1
you can have 60 creds.
Yeah.
We won our money back? No, not quite.
So, no, that's the end of the game. The guy who's was the boss guy has won the whole game. You got a bit of cash back, but he's won. He shouts out to one of the guys, you know, have the house prepare my winnings. And he starts getting ready to go. Now's your chance to say anything to him if you're going to.
Oi! Did you give me my money?
Well done.
No, we need to find out about Carto, don't we?
Yeah, but can we can't just blurt that out.
What about Carto?
We should ask him. You should ask if you can, like, talk to him in, like, one of the booths from... We're in the bar kind of thing, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
So, ask if you can buy him a drink.
Yeah. You might like that.
That's your ultimate cool guy.
Yeah. I'll ask him.
Super smooth gambler.
If he fancies a drink, celebrate his winnings. I'll buy it for him.
He sees past it.
Oh, no.
But says... I'll take your drink, but just be straight with me. What's it about? I know if you want to talk to me about something.
What are we asking him?
Maybe we should just tell him
straight
up.
We're looking for a chap named Carter.
A chap.
A young chap. If we're able to be honest then, we're looking for a guy called Carter. Do you know anything about him?
He looks at the guys on the table, who obviously aren't with him. So one of the humans and the wee Quay guy, he looks at and is like, get out. And just has his guys here. And he's like, what about Carter?
Why don't we see if...
This guy's from the Black Sun, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, so we're dropping Carto, innit? We're saying that Carto split the spice shipment. That's why you're missing loads of spice. Because he tried to sell it to the other guy we've just spoken to.
So basically he's going to betray us.
Yeah. And we want to get hold of him, don't we?
We want to find him.
We want to find him because... betrayed the Pikes. And we're on behalf of the Pike, so he's betrayed you, and he's betrayed the people we're working for, so if we trap him down...
He's going to betray everyone, basically.
Yeah, let's just cut him in half, and you can have half, and we can have half, and then everything will be fine.
I tell you what, the first check I do, he doesn't trust you. I'm going to have a setback too. Now you can choose if it's going to be a charm or a deception.
I don't know if you want to deceive him anymore. I think we got him right where we want him. I think you need to be careful.
If I do a deception...
I tell you what, I want a charm and a deception. I want one charm check.
That can be...
And one deception. It depends it's up to you guys which one you go first. Which one you do first has a setback in as well.
I've got a re-roll on charm or deception.
You've used it on this round.
I didn't use it.
What's your deception, Rebecca?
But that's only on checks, actually.
My deception
actually, so that's on me, isn't it?
You're doing the check. A check
what's
is a roll.
Deception?
Two yellows and a green.
Yeah, but I haven't got any charm.
Yeah,
it's the only one with charm. You might have to be the charm then.
That's true.
just because you guys weren't in the game, you can step forward if you want.
Has anyone else got charm? I haven't got charm.
I've got no charm. I have
no, no mate. But you're a nice person.
I have lots. I've got some coercion. That's about it.
Jibs, are you doing deception?
Yeah. I think I should do charm.
And who's doing deception then?
Rebecca will have to.
Is your deception good?
It's
not bad.
Okay. How hard is the deception?
Charm and deception.
The deception, it's going to be hard charm and a hard deception.
I'll hard charm first.
But the hard charm's going to have a setback too.
So, my charm is... my charm's only one yellow and one green.
Or is it better if I deceive you first, and then if I fail, then you can... No.
Maybe.
It's up to you guys.
Maybe, yeah.
Do that.
Do it
that way?
You charm?
Deceive him. I was going to be deceiving him.
One setback. Charm, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, no, this
no,
is...
deception.
Deception, sorry.
She's doing deception
Becky's
first?
Deceiving, yeah.
Oh, okay. With a setback, then.
With a setback?
Mm-hmm. Ouch.
Mate.
Because whatever the first roll is having a setback.
She wants the destiny.
Destiny.
How many have we got?
Four.
We're only going to flip another one. What's the point?
Oh, yeah, you'll only know. Just roll it, Becca, and see what happens.
He's made it hard for a reason, so you may as well just roll with it.
Yes.
Right, I'm sorry, guys. This is a blatant fail.
You're going to do it.
Oh my god, look at all the success.
Yeah.
Oh my word.
So that's
that one.
So I've got three success, three disadvantage.
Three disadvantage.
Three success.
Okay. You got the charm.
She's deception.
Yeah, deception.
Oh, that was the deception. Okay.
Yeah.
Alright, so you got the deception, but you got a lot of disadvantage.
Three disadvantage.
And then Jibs is going to try and do a little bit of charm, right?
Charm him.
Matway.
Yep. Yeah.
This guy recognises you.
Oh.
Because of all that obligation you took on.
Oh, yeah.
You're a bit renowned around here.
I am pretty renowned.
You took on 20 obligations.
Yeah. Quite ashamed of that.
Plus all her disadvantage.
Thanks a lot.
The next roll, I'm going to upgrade the difficulty by one and add a setback.
What the hell?
So you've got two purple, one red, and a setback. Roll that, roll out of the way.
What's the setback?
Black.
Oh, this is so gross. So gross.
Disgusting, man.
You're purple, one red, one black, and your deception.
Two purple, one red, one black, and I've only got a yellow. I'm charm, aren't I?
Yeah.
Just a yellow and a green.
Do you want to roll a destiny?
I don't know, because I'm going to get battered. It's four dice against two.
You can roll a destiny if you want.
Okay.
What's the hand you've got?
So I've got a yellow and a green against a load of shit.
Flip a destiny then.
Oh,
Jesus
Christ.
Oh, right. No, you have not done that. Loads of failure there.
So you that's got gone quite badly.
Three failure, one advantage.
So
one advantage.
With your advantage, he doesn't get angry with you, but you fail.
So what's your failure? How much
three
failure?
Failure.
Three failure.
One advantage.
One advantage. Okay, you didn't convince him about this whole Carto thing. You still trust Carto. Your advantage is, you know, he's not going to say it's Carton. He's going to be like, you're wasting my time.
Okay.
He gets up, thanks the PCs for all the money in his pocket, and walks away.
Okay.
All right. Well, I think I might have fucked that up. A little bit.
That's all right.
As you exit the place, I want Beef to roll a...
Here we go.
Average stealth check.
Stealth check is
stealth?
Agility, right?
Yeah.
It's not going to go well, guys, just to let you know right now. I've only got two green.
It's even Steven. 50-50. Ah. Oh, he smashed it. Two success.
Nice.
Okay, so I'm going to leave this up to you then. As you exit, you see his thugs loading up his cash onto his ship. In amongst his thugs is Laronx.
No way! We're going for it. Oh, shit. Do you not like this guy? Are we killing this guy?
He's the guy I have to kill.
No, you failed. He doesn't believe any of the shit you're saying. Yes. But the advantage is, like, he's not... He's just like, fuck you, I'm
off. He's leaving.
Guys, we got to kill this guy. We have to kill him.
Okay.
So that's your obligation.
That's my obligation. If I don't do this, I don't have an afterlife, so we have to kill him.
Oh, really?
Right, serious shit.
Alright.
Are you just going to take him on with the other thugs, or are you going to...
How many thugs are there?
There's the two Black Sun thugs and Laronx.
He's quite crafty. We need to think about how we can't just charge him.
I don't know if I want to help
him. Perception check.
You don't have to help him.
I don't want to risk that.
Yeah, we're going to
go my own laugh. Yeah. We're having a good time.
I'll go on my own.
Mm-hmm. Is anyone else going to help him?
Yeah, I'll help.
And then maybe we'll be friends.
You're not.
Smuggler, scoundrel, time for loads of years.
I like that.
What?
That Dan's going to help you to, like, show that he's not racist, basically.
White flag. Thanks, man. I'm smiling.
Ebony.
Okay, so there's... Are you coming as well, Pet?
Yeah.
Tiss, are you helping? No. Becca, are you helping? Oh, you're there. That's right, I didn't see your hind tooth. You're not helping. So it's like three.
I don't know. Yeah, you're helping. What if you guys could do it so that...
I don't know how we're going to do this.
Could you distract the two thugs and take them away from him?
So I flirt?
Yeah.
And...
That's not flirting.
That would not work.
Yeah, no, you guys feel sorry for me.
Yeah. Oh my god. That broccoli's singing.
So, okay, maybe you guys could start a little kerfuffle with the two thugs.
They're literally just going to turn to full on brawling.
Yeah, I know.
We'll just pretend we're drunk.
Yeah, we don't want to fight with them. You two just got to start a little kerfuffle.
Yeah. don't punch. Swing punches.
We come out of the bar, we're drunk, we trip over and we hit these guards, the thugs. And they're like, turn around like, hey man, what the fuck? And then once that's happening, you take me to the side.
Yeah,
we'll remember me?
Yeah. Motherfucker.
Yeah, should we do that?
Alright, yeah, okay. Let's rock with that one. I could try my coercion, actually. I'm quite a mean motherfucker, and I'd be like, you guys need to move along.
Do it.
Should we try that, or do you want to try the drunk thing?
Maybe you should pretend
to be like a security guard.
Oh, okay, yeah. But that would need deception as well, wouldn't it?
That'd be a hard deception.
I've only got coercion.
Look, the outcome is we're going
to... Are you not asking these guys to help in any way at all? They just, like, we're going to the bar.
Except we're not going to help.
Go on then, I'll jump in.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to fight?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we could probably just take all three at this point.
I'm still not, incidentally.
Yep. So, yeah. You and Becca are just getting a pint.
I'm kind of disappointed.
Yeah.
I'm
kind of
we're still friends with the rest of them. Just, I'm quite disappointed with Sin because I've been protecting her for a while and you kind of. You just say you would. Yeah. You said you wouldn't before.
So Matt's why he's just in it for himself.
A bit annoyed that you kind of had to even think about it. To be honest, don't break things up.
I don't even know anything.
So are you just going to fly in there then?
Yeah, I might just, I don't know, well, I haven't got any call, I've got no stealth whatsoever, so I may as well just run in to engage and start.
Okay. If that's what you want.
Well, unless he knows anything.
If you're just going to go into fight, everyone roll call.
Unless.
If you're going to try and separate him, think of how you're going
to
do it.
I think we can do something better than that.
Yeah, I think we can. I think we need to as well. I feel like he'll know something about, what's his face.
You want to talk to him?
I don't know. Yeah, we need to do something. I can kill him later. I can always kill him after.
Kill him after I've talked to him. It's fine. Okay, I think what I'm going to do then is we're going to go in some kind of, like, intimidating hack, right? Because this is going to be our best chance of getting thugs to...
He's writing down his facts for the three guys.
And then, yeah, I'm going to try and coerce the two thugs. Obviously, this isn't... You don't want to be here. I think you need to go inside or something along those lines. Anyway,
you don't want to see this.
We do. Yeah, you don't want to see this. We need to talk to what's his name?
Larorix. Okay, so what's the plan?
Coercion.
You're going to coerce the two thugs.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
I want a hard coercion, but I want a setback in there as well because. You know, what Laramus is right there, and he's like, why are you taking my dudes away?
Fine.
Fail.
That's not a bad roll. No,
I haven't. I haven't got a success. I've got three advantage.
Three advantage?
Yeah. Three advantage. No success.
For your advantage, I will let you... I'll let someone else try the coercion. But it can't be beef. Because whoever tries to convert the coercion has to leave with them.
And can't be involved in the fight.
What would coercion come under?
Coercion comes under willpower.
So you've got two. Becca, what's your willpower?
One.
Tis, you in this?
Three.
He's the man for the job.
Why have you got a bit of pencil in your spindly beard? It's hard, coercion.
Tis.
With a setback. Nah, balls.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
One.
Just nothing.
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Nothing. They just look at you blankly. You don't have to leave, but they ain't leaving either. So.
Right.
Basically, is this just a fight?
Yeah, fuck
them. Fight on the cards.
Do you want to say what you need to say to Lemu, or should we just.
Shall I just. Walk up and go, oi!
Judo chop!
Is he gonna run away then? Possibly, but.
I can chase after him.
If you're going to a fight, I want everyone to roll cool, apart from Gibbs.
Okay. He's still out. What's cool?
Yeah, he's sitting at the bar.
Cool is presence. Kind of scene.
It's cool presence?
Scoundrel.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you just going to rush in later and save the day? Yeah, maybe. We're just going to start a fight now.
Cool. 1-0.
Point 2.
Point 2.
Yeah.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. 1.1.
Mm-hmm.
Yellow? Okay. Becca's got all the cool.
I'm fucking G.
Yeah. Oh, 3.1.
3.1?
Got all the
right,
cool.
Pass them here. Let's see these guys, what they're doing.
I've got loads of vigilance.
Yeah, only he's taking vigilance because he's taken by surprise. But the other guys are cool because you were chatting to them.
Take me by surprise.
Ooh, hello.
Not that kind of game.
Right, you guys have really got an upper hand with these rolls.
Good.
You've got 4 PC goes before any of them are going to react.
And there's 3 of them, right?
And there's 2 minions, like lackeys, and the main guy.
We should do this.
Take the minions.
Have we got the option to stun?
You can set rifles to stun if your rifle has a stun setting.
Do we want to stun the mate? Do you really want to talk to him, or are we just going to kill him? What does your thingy say about him?
I think it's beyond talk for beef and this dude.
Okay, yeah,
this is the main dude.
I'm just going to go for him.
You're just taking role number one. While they're discussing the tactics, this is just like...
He's waiting all his life to kill this guy. He's like, where Just ruined my life ambition.
Such a dick.
You have
go
his hand though, don't you? It's part
yeah. of I have to kill him. I haven't got
any. Yeah, Thief has to get the last shot in.
This has already killed him, I'm afraid.
One success.
That's it, just one success. And you're shooting the main guy?
Yeah.
And what is your damage?
5 plus 1. So 6.
So 6 damage on the main guy?
Yeah, probably.
That's his soak.
Oh, what? So he didn't even get anything?
Yeah, he's the same as me, remember?
Right, I'm gonna go.
Oh man, it's gonna take ages
to
kill him. Maybe we'd
better kill him the minions first.
Yeah. Because Beast
got 18
wounds
and 6 soak.
I'm
not very good at shooting, though. I'm just gonna shoot a minion.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
What's the difficulty? 2?
Yeah. 3 close so far. I'll know when we're close to killing him as well. Unless he's got more, a bigger wound threshold than me.
Possibly. Ouch, man.
2 disadvantage.
2 disadvantage? Mm-hmm. 2 strain, please.
Step on a banana. I'm
can I go next?
2 strain.
Yep.
And then do you want to go and then Danny, I'm assuming you're a bit shit.
He's a Wookiee,
yeah,
but he's fine. A doctor.
No, I mean like you're a doctor, man. Doesn't matter. Right, so I'm gonna walk forward. I'm gonna go into short range. That's gonna be my maneuver. Okay.
That'll cost you 2 strain.
2 strain.
If you're getting your gun out as well.
Yeah. Heavy.
Ooh. What is it? Heavy blaster pistol.
It's blaster rifle.
Heavy blaster rifle.
Yeah.
Well, you've just got 10 damage on its own, right?
No, but because now I'm now in short range, then yes, it is. On its own, it's 2 setback, right? For short range.
An average. Yeah, that's
true. For short range, it's only 1 difficulty.
Oh, yeah. 1, so take a purple out,
mate. I'm going for the manga.
Yeah.
Completely owned it.
4 success, 2 advantage.
And what's your base damage? 9?
My base damage is 9, so but 9, I get plus 1 because I'm short
10, range. 10, so you got 14.
14, and a crit.
And a crit, holy a crit. Shit. Okay, hang on a second then.
So, let's see what the crit is.
Whoa, this is big wound. And do the crit, yeah.
6.
Oh. The target can only act during the last allied initiative slot on his next turn, slowed down, so he's been pushed back right to the back of this round.
Oh, still pretty good.
Who's next?
I'll go next.
And then you're... I'm going to shoot him. Guys.
Because,
LOL.
I've got a bigger chance of making some damage.
The minions might just, like, scatter when it's easy.
Maybe.
Maybe we can call him, they can become our gang. Two new people.
Jim's just sitting at the bar with a drink with his foot up. So
I'm watching. Yeah, I'm having a look.
So, 7.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Thing is, you guys want to be worried in case Varanus notices the boss.
10 damage.
Because these are his lackeys. The guy you're chatting, the guy you're playing to back with.
Oh, but I've got tunnel vision, I have to get rid of. So, 10 damage.
10 damage.
Yeah.
Okay. He is like, considering you've only had one round, he's like really damaged.
He's not
like far. Really damaged.
He's not far.
So right, my guy.
You don't know what his wound threshold is.
Yeah.
Alright, okay, I'm having the lackeys shoot straight at B. Shoot straight at Claire, because she did the most damage. And they're using blaster pistols, so they both put them out. Bam, bam. Uh-huh. That's their maneuver. And you're short range, right, Claire?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
So how many wounds are we taking off the moment?
Oh, hold on. Once per round, may perform defensive stance maneuver and suffer 1 strain to upgrade difficulty of all... Oh, wait, no.
You didn't take your maneuver.
Okay, that's fine. Go on then.
Yeah. 1 advantage, 2 success. I'm going to take the advantage for a free maneuver and duck down behind the ramp of the ship that they're loading up. So we've got these guys in cover now. But I've done 2 successful damage, 6, 7, 8 damage. And now I'm having the main guy attack Beef, obviously.
Just to let you all know,
mm-hmm.
I have to be the one that kills him.
So you have to get the last shot on him?
I have to, yeah.
Well, how do we know that?
We'll work it out.
You guys are just gonna like, when he's nearly dead, you're like, we should all walk away.
Yeah.
Or just kill him and then Beef can come in and just punch his body on the floor.
So we should all go for the minions.
Yeah. I'm gonna upgrade this roll. Beef, are you medium range or short?
I'm medium.
Okay, I'm using Destiny to upgrade my roll.
Remember when Bob put that boss in and then he put like rockets on it?
Yeah. Like, oh yeah, we'll take those rockets out.
Okay, I've got a disadvantage, so I am going to suffer one strain on this dude, but I did just roll a triumph.
Ouch.
So, I'm going to use that to do a crit on you.
Okay.
But I've also hit you, so can you please take 8 damage? And... Whoa! This is the highest crit we've ever rolled.
Oh, shit.
97.
Oh. No way, what's that one?
Crippled.
No!
One of the target's limbs, selected by the GM, is crippled until healed or replaced. Increased difficulty of all checks that require the use of that limb by one.
So you get to choose one of my limbs.
You get to pick a limb.
Yeah.
I'm not pushing his wheelchair.
Don't tell him. He's obviously going
to... Yeah, it's your gun hand. Crippled, your gun hand, you're going to have to shoot left-handed,
but
mate.
But Dan, you might be able to fix that because you've got a med pack.
Yeah. Well, you'd have to do a medicine check.
I've got a good medicine
check. But we can't, there's no point us attacking him unless...
He can still attack, so he'll have to do it left-handed, he'll have setbacks.
Okay, fair enough.
So what's the... So do I have to write 97 in my crit injury thing?
What is it, severity?
It just says critical injuries and then there's a box.
Crippled. And then just put 3, because severity of 3. Beef always gets the crits.
That's a musical symbol.
It is a musical.
Do you remember he had a broken leg for about 2 months because it couldn't get healed? No one could heal it. Yeah.
In the critical injuries box, I'm just going to write bad.
Yeah, you were, severity is 3.
Bad's worse.
Okay, who hasn't gone on this round? Dan. Right, you've got to go.
Right, you can either shoot or you can heal.
It's probably better to
heal. You're going to run in and try and fix Beef in the middle of the battle.
How hard is that though?
Really
3. Average, difficult medicine check. But I would add a setback for it being in the middle of a battle.
Yeah, so
I would just go for it, man. I'm just go for it.
But you didn't go for the medicine.
No, go for shooting.
Shoot the ass and
shoot a minion. What's that?
You're in medium range. Oh mate.
That's really bad. I can see from here that's bad.
Failure.
That's it,
you cancelled out the advantage.
So you missed. No disadvantage though?
No disadvantage.
Okay, back to the top of the round, you got 4 PC goes. But this guy is very, very nearly dead.
Do you want to have another go then, B?
I'll have another go. How many wounds has he taken?
Shall we try and get some medium
he's got 2 left. Yeah.
Beforehand or what? If I do it though, I would have to, because I'd have to try and flip a destiny.
You'd have a setback.
Yeah, so I'd need to flip a destiny to try and even
get the minions next to each other.
Yeah, they're 2 minions, right? They're both hunkered down behind the ramp to the ship.
Can I throw a stun grenade?
Yeah.
Cool.
How far away are you? You're close. Did you run in short range? Well, it's just an easy, but it's got a setback. So 1 purple, 1 black.
Cool. 2 success, 2 disadvantage.
2 success, 2 disadvantage. Okay, 2 strain for your disadvantage.
Yep.
For trying to hit him behind this thing. But 2 success. And what's your base damage?
The stun is 8 stun.
8 stun?
Yeah.
And you got 2 on top of that, so it'd be 10. And that hits both of them. They're not, you didn't knock them out, but they're both like heavily fucked.
Go on.
Are you going for the main dude, Beef?
Yeah.
So, with your strong hand.
So setback.
Setback.
That would be it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you flipping a destiny?
Go on, you need to kill him.
Yeah.
All right.
Come on. Success.
1 success.
What's your base? What's your base damage?
5. Oh no.
So it's 8. So it'd be 9.
He's dead.
Oh.
Yay!
And the other 2 that are fucking rolling around on the floor, no, they're just rolling around on the floor. I mean, if someone wants to shoot them in the head, you can just leave them.
Oh,
so you just walk away.
laughing.
Walk away, happy. Do you want to leave a little note for the boss?
Lol. LOL.
Right, you just write lol in his blood across the floor.
Lol. Cool, thanks guys. So thanks you, for your help, everyone. Sorry that you all took injuries and stuff, but that means a lot.
Alright, man.
Thank you. I'm glad that you sat and kept out, because
that
you probably would have
someone to help you just in case everything goes wrong.
So you leave the Sabacc place with no extra information. And it was a complete waste of time, but you did manage to kill your guy.
Yeah, so it wasn't a waste of time.
So what I'm going to do is... You get... who knew the guy? Speng?
I know Speng.
While you've been sitting at the bar, Speng's contacted Jibs. When you guys come in, Jibs is sort of like, we should get out of here before Varanus sees everything. But he had a little call from Speng from the first place. He says, I told you Sector 943 for the other guy. Mm. Well... I got a little bit of information that might be of interest to you, and I actually know where this guy hangs out in Sector 943. He hangs around at the NovaCore factory.
NovaCore?
Yeah. So it's up to you if you want to go straight to NovaCore.
Are we going to the Zircon Tower? We don't really need to, do we?
No. You're only trying to find information on him, and you know where he is now, okay. But it's up to you.
I think we should go straight there.
Let's just go straight there.
Yeah,
cheers, Spring. Right. Thanks, mate. Have a good one.
So we're on episode 3 now. So if anyone wants to have a break, just 10 minutes before we do episode 3, and this will be like the final showdown with the dude.
Yeah. Oh yeah, if you want to try and do a medicine check before you get into the hospital, I'll let you do that now. Hard medicine check on B.
Does anyone want a cup of tea?
Yeah, pop that on.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you
guys for helping me kill Laura.
Oh no way, you did it! Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
I did something.
He got one triumph. 2 success and 1 disadvantage. But he got a triumph.
Okay, so he's healed with the triumph. And how much success?
2 success, 1 disadvantage.
2 success, he can recover 2 wounds as well.
Aww. Spot on.
Yay.
So he's got none of that now.
So who's having a tea?
Conversation anyway.